RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Santoso's terrorist connected to radical Philippine group, the police says. Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, KPI, is ready to face media's convergence era. The de-radicalization concept in Poso being drafted by National Counterterrorism Agency, BNPT. Now the news in detail. Terrorist guerrillas in Poso Central Sulawesi, led by the fugitive Santoso, have close ties with and received weapons from a radical group in the Philippines, a top police official has said. Central Sulawesi Police Chief Brigadier General Rudy Sufariadi said on Sunday the ties that link the East Indonesia Mujahideen to radical groups in the Philippines could be seen from the type of arms the MIT or East Indonesia Mujahideen members use. Central Sulawesi Police confirmed the origins of the MIT's weapons after the National Police's Counterterrorism Squad Densus 88 arrested Witadi or Iron on May 28 last year in Manado, North Sulawesi. The arrest of the suspect, who originally came from Bima, West Nusa Tenggara, led to indications that the guns used by the MIT were made by a radical Philippine group, especially after another of Santoso's followers was arrested during the recent Operation Tinombala. Rudy did not release the name of the radical group. The Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, KPI, urged all related parties to prepare themselves to face the convergence era of the media. KPI Commissioner Azimah Subagio on Monday in Jakarta said that the broadcasting media has been rapidly developed. She said that it was encouraged by the increasingly widespread use of information technology so as to shift the habits of people using conventional means to obtain information.
Kami ingin mengajak masyarakat dan seluruh stakeholder penyiaran untuk
We would like to invite the public and all stakeholders of broadcast to better prepare for the era of convergence. Our regulations and people are quite shocked by the destructive, innovative through online applications. I can assure that it can be happened in the broadcasting sector as well. Most people are no longer watch television and heard radio conventionally, but through apps and smartphones.
Di mana masyarakat terutama kalangan muda gitu itu sudah tidak lagi banyak yang menyaksikan program televisi ataupun mendengar radio.
Moreover, KPI Commissioner Azimah Subagio also encouraged that the law on broadcasting can provide protection for conventional media to be able to follow the development. Such protection, according to her, is needed so that broadcasting agencies can fit in the development through broadcasting innovations. Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, KPI, encourages all parties related to reorganize the policies and regulations related to the broadcasting sector in Indonesia. The KPI Commissioner Azima Subagio on Monday in Jakarta said such effort is needed to restore broadcasters' function of education, information dissemination, social as well as cultural control. According to her, although broadcasters also have economic function, but it cannot rule out other social functions, namely to educate the public.
Stakeholder maupun juga kami sebagai regulator merasa
all stakeholders and the regulation feel the need to reorganize, especially in current days where we find most broadcasting content is full with entertainment and profit-oriented, more than what is hoped to maintain educational function, information dissemination, social and cultural control.
Yang diharapkan oleh regulasi yang ada yaitu pendidikan, informasi, perkat sosial, kontrol sosial, dan budaya.
Furthermore, KPI Commissioner Azima Subagio hope that the improvement in the broadcasting sector could be conducted through the current revisions of the law on broadcasting. However, KPI appreciate broadcasters' contribution to disseminate information to the outermost regions in Indonesia in order to strengthen the unity of the nation. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. National Counterterrorism Agency BNPT Chief Tito Karnavian said his site is drafting a de-radicalization concept in Poso, Central Sulawesi. Tito Karnavian, in Watu Tau Village, district of Lore Pore, Poso Regency on Sunday, affirmed that the existence of the Santoso group Alice Abu Wardah need to be aware, because they are a symbol of resistance from radical groups in the Regency of Poso and its surrounding areas. The agency would study their motives, since not all resistance should be from ideological motives, ritual and spiritual ideology, but also from the economic factors. According to Tito Karnavian, Santoso group condition has been considerably weakened and the number of members as well as weapons have begun to diminish. Moreover, the logistics supply and access to arms has been stalled totally by doing checkpoints at some gateway points of the mountains in Poso and its surrounding areas to narrowing their movements. The Indonesian government continued to gain effort for business facility not only by permit simplification in the central government, but also in the region. Coordinating Minister of Economy, Darmin Nasution, in Jakarta Monday said, in the next 1 week, the government will issue deregulation of permits in the regions. The permit deregulation in the region is particularly aimed to the micro, small and medium enterprises. The regional permit simplification, according to Darmin Nasution, is conducted since the regulation at the central level is used as a reference for the granting of licenses in the regions. Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari Ini is setting up Bulak Fishery Center area in Kenjeran Co, Surabaya City, East Java, to be one of the world-known tourist destinations. Tri Risma Hari Ini, when opening Bulak Festival 2016 at Bulak Fishery Center area, Kenjeran area on Sunday, said that one of the efforts made in the near future is the synergy between all citizens of Bulak with Surabaya City government. She added that if all the fish traders in Bulak district would get together, then the buyer will be concentrated at Bulak Fishery Center area. Therefore, Surabaya Mayor gave a deadline to the community leaders from the district, village, neighborhood to invite their people to occupy the stalls at Bulak Fishery Center area. The last item, Indonesian President Joko Widodo has expressed hope that the All Indonesian Soccer Association PSSI problem could be settled before the Congress of the World Soccer Association FIFA takes place. The government will take a number of reform steps and coordination with FIFA. President Joko Widodo, after watching the Bayangkara Cup final match at Bung Karno Stadium in Jakarta Sunday afternoon, also said that the government has had a meeting with FIFA officials to solve the Indonesian Soccer Association's problem. Earlier, Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Imam Nahrawi has replied the request for a soccer association's hearing. In the letter, the minister stated that he is willing to conduct a hearing with soccer association as soon as possible. Bayangkara Cup is an Indonesian soccer tournament initiated by the state police as a continuation of the success of the previously held President's Cup and Sudirman Cup. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Santoso terrorist connected to radical Philippine group, the police says. Indonesian Broadcasting Commission is ready to face media's convergence era. The de-radicalization concept in Poso being drafted by National Counterterrorism Agency, BNPT. That was the news.
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled, Will There Be a Second Cabinet Reshuffle? Well, listener, rumors on a cabinet reshuffle in President Joko Widodo's administration resurfaced after the reshuffle in August 2015. The next reshuffle is actually still a mystery. The issue of a second cabinet reshuffle has begun to be heard since November 2015, shortly after President Joko Widodo's first cabinet reshuffle. But it was denied by both President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla. The same rumors resurfaced in 2016 when President Joko Widodo inaugurated Pondi Logistics Center in Cilincing, North Jakarta, on Tuesday, March 10, 2016. At the time, President Joko Widodo reminded the minister in his cabinet to immediately resolve the issue of dwelling time or the waiting time period for loading and unloading activities. He disclosed that one of the causes of the first cabinet reshuffle was the problem in dwelling time, so he warned not to let this happen again. Earlier in August 2015, President Joko Widodo had removed a number of ministers, including Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs, Indriono Susilo. Rumors on another cabinet reshuffle had become increasingly audible since the recent meeting among President Joko Widodo, a number of national figures, and chairmen of the political parties. Although the cabinet reshuffle is entirely the president's prerogative, some political party officials seem to have set some of their members to sit in the cabinet later. The second cabinet reshuffle is also believed to be colored with a lot of interest from previous sides. Given the background of President Joko Widodo, he is not the leader of a political party. Undeniably, the cabinet reshuffle will affect the minister performance in the President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla working cabinet. Uncertainties arise among the ministers whether they would be included in the names to be replaced or retained in the cabinet. It remains unclear whether President Joko Widodo will really reshuffle his cabinet for better performance in the government or not. Even if it happens, hopefully those who are chosen are really professional people who have high integrity. That was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, here is Today in History. We begin with an event on April 4, 1949, when North Atlantic Treaty Organization NATO was officially established in Brussels, Belgium. On April 4, 1949, 12 countries including France, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Britain, Canada, Denmark, Iceland, Norway, Portugal, USA and the host Belgium signed North Atlantic Treaty, the foundation of NATO. The core point of NATO is a joint agreement of the countries that ink their signature to form common defense. Therefore, attack on a member of NATO means an attack on all members of NATO. Several years later, Germany, Greece, Spain, and Turkey joined NATO. The actual reasons of NATO establishment was the consequences of the Cold War post World War II. The Communist Soviet Union was seen as a threat by the West. We move into 1960. Senegal gained its independence from France. In the beginning, Senegal was colonized by Portugal in 15th century. Later, the Senegal colony was taken over by France in the 17th century. France greatly exploited the natural resources and the people of Senegal. Many black people of Senegal were brought to France as slaves. Following the weakening military power of France post-World War II, Senegal successfully gained concessions from Paris, although still not fully independent. Finally, on April 4, 1960, Senegal became a fully independent country. We end today in history. On April 4, 1979, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto was executed by General Zia-ul-Haq. Zulfikar Ali Bhutto became the President and Prime Minister of Pakistan since 1971. He began introducing the Islamic socialism concept by reforming the constitution, nationalizing the industry, sharing land to the farmers, and arresting 2,000 allegedly corrupted civil servants. However, some sides were against his leadership. In 1973, an uprising broke in Balochistan. The crisis was even further worsening in 1977. The socialist policy also worsened the economy in Pakistan. Therefore, the oppositions united to topple him down, yet failed due to the electoral manipulation. In 1977, General Muhammad Zia-ul-Haq staged a coup against Bhutto and accused Bhutto for murder and treason. Then Bhutto was hung on April 4, 1979. Listener, that was Today in History of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The topic of today's focus is government encourages creative industries sector efforts in international arena. Indonesian government is determined to encourage the creative and digital industry sectors to be included in international negotiation to open market opportunities. Indonesian Trade Minister Thomas Lembon remarked in Malang, East Java on Tuesday that the Minister of Trade this year will give priority to cooperation with European Union, Australia and European Free Trade Agreement, EFTA. He made sure there would be clauses regarding digital and creative sectors as well as service sectors in the cooperation. According to Minister Thomas, some digital and creative sectors such as culinary products, fashion, education, culture, cinema and animation have a huge potential, especially in the 21st century. He said these efforts are indeed a very new thing since the e-commerce revolution or digital world has just happened. As reported by Antara News Agency, there are some international negotiations being targeted and achieved by the Minister of Trade in the near future. There are free trade cooperation agreement with European Union in the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and the Euro free trade agreement with Norway, Iceland, Switzerland and Liechtenstein. Minister Thomas Lembon explained that in the economic development, the service sector is more prominent than the manufacturing or the agriculture sectors. In the service sector, the one which has the highest value added is the creative sector. He added that in the near future, together with the Minister of Industry, he will make a visit to the European Union. He also pointed out that to promote the progress of free trade agreement FTA negotiation, especially with the European Union, he will introduce Indonesian creative products such as animation, movies, video games, and many more. Meanwhile, Head of Creative Economy Agency Triawan Munaf said, the extent of Indonesian creative industry is already running and growing, although not considered as a maximum. However, in each sub-sector, there are existing businesses that already have international reputation. He explained that the Creative Economy Agency will seek to improve the ecosystem and sub-sector priority. This will be done by forming a creative cities to bring about the potential of creative industry from each region. Trio Munaf also explained that the agency has developed strategic measures by uniting all of the assets and creative potential of Indonesia. In addition, creating a climate and ecosystem for creative economy is expected to be achieved in the near future through the implementation of Creative Economic Conference. The Creative Economy Agency has formulated 16 creative industry subsectors to be developed in order to prop up the national economy. Meanwhile, one of the cities in Indonesia that has been preparing itself into creative city that focuses on digital animation is Malang in East Java. As quoted by Kompas.com, Mayor of Malang, Muhammad Anton, said, if managed seriously, the creative economy sector will become one of the economic driving engines in Malang. Listener, that was Focus. Thanks for listening. Listener, it's nice to be with you again. I'm here, Manar Rahmana, to inform you some headlines of national newspapers published in Jakarta on Monday 4th of April 2016. While we start highlighting the headline of Kompas newspaper, in its headline, Kompas writes, the aspirations of reform are hijacked. Reform that aims to change the corrupt system is precisely controlled by business politician relationship with the U.S. public policies to cooperate itself interest. If not addressed, it will worsen Indonesian competitiveness and widen socioeconomic gap. The arrested chairman of Commission D of Jakarta City Council from Gerindra faction, M. Sanusi, by KPK on last Tuesday becomes a real evidence that there are a relation between politicians and business people in public policy. Because Sanusi was allegedly suspected to receive 2.14 billion rupiah in two stages from PT Agun Podomoro in relation to the discussion of the rules on reclamation of coastal and small islands in North Jakarta. A lecturer from Faculty of Law University of Trisakti, Abdul Fikar Hajar, urged that the opportunity given to the business people during the reform era has been more widely used on behalf of the corporation for their more control over resources rather than community groups. Although some of the business people are not only oriented to the accumulation of capital, according to Fikar, their basic character is profit-oriented, and this is more dangerous if it is surely related to the interests of the politicians. While we move to Media Indonesia newspaper, in its headline, Media Indonesia writes, legislation is prone to corruption. It has been known in general that the process of legislation is colored with corrupt practices by some members of the parliament and regional council. Based on Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, 43 members from regional council throughout Indonesia involved in corruption cases due to manipulative games through this discussion draft of regional regulation. The recent case of corruption is that the red-handed arrest Muhammad Sanusi by KPK. He is suspected to be involved in the discussion draft of Shonin Plan on coastal areas and small islands of Jakarta 2015-2030. And draft on regional special plan of strategic coast of North Jakarta. A researcher of a parliamentary social concern forum, Lucius Carus, also criticized that the transactional process in the legislation also took place in the parliament building, Senayan, South Jakarta. While listener Tempo newspaper in its headline writes, KPK aims to the big boss of property. KPK will keep investigating three suspects in the alleged bribery case on the draft discussion on regulation about the reclamation area in North Jakarta. The commission has set three people as suspects in this case. Chairman of Jakarta Parliament Development Commission, who is also a politician from Gerindra, Muhammad Sanusi. Director of PT Agun Podomoro Land, Arisman Wijaya, and an employee of PT Agun Podomoro, Trinanda Prohantoro. KPK also searched the office of Jakarta Council for 7 hours last Saturday. In addition to Sanusi's room, KPK investigators also searched the room of Gerindra faction, the room of Commission D, the room of Legislation, and the room of Speaker of Regional Council. Listener, those were some headlines of national newspaper published in Jakarta today, Monday, 4th of April 2016. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Terrorist guerrillas in Poso, Central Sulawesi, led by the fugitive Santoso, have close ties with and received weapons from a radical group in the Philippines. Central Sulawesi Police Chief Brigadier General Rudy Sufariadi said the ties that link the East Indonesia Mujahideen to radical groups in the Philippines could be seen from the type of arms the members use. The Indonesian Broadcasting Commission urged all related parties to prepare themselves to face the convergence era of the media. The Commission Commissioner Azimah Subagio, Monday in Jakarta, said that the broadcasting media has been rapidly developed. Indonesian Broadcasting Commission encourages all parties related to reorganize the policies and regulations related to the broadcasting sector in Indonesia. National Counterterrorism Agency BNPT Chief Tito Karnavian said his site is drafting a de-radicalization concept in Poso, Central Sulawesi. Tito Karnavian affirmed that the existence of the Santoso group alias Abu Wardah need to be aware. The Indonesian government continued to gain effort for business facility not only by permit simplification in the central government but also in the region. Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Harini is setting up Fisher Center area in Kenjeran Ko Surabaya City, East Java, to be one of the world-known tourist destinations. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has expressed hope that the All Indonesian Soccer Association PSSI problem could be settled before the Congress of the World Soccer Association takes place. The government will take a number of reform steps and coordination with FIFA. Listener, that was News in Brief.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listeners. It is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Bali. Stay tuned. Listeners, Bali is rich of not only object tourism, but also of traditions, which are still preserved. This is one of reasons why many tourists visit Bali Island. They want to enjoy Balinese tourism objects, which are wrapped with unique cultural arts. Because of that, on April 2016, it is expected that many tourists come to Bali to witness Tumpek Kandang tradition. Tumpek Kandang or Tumpek Wewalungan or Tumpek Uye tradition is the day of salvation pet animals or stable animals or livestock Wewalungan. Tumpek Kandang tradition is held on Saturday Kliwon Wuku Uye according to Balinese Javanese calendar once in 6 months. For this year, the tradition is commemorated on April 30, 2016. Cow, buffalo, pig, dog, cat, chicken, bird, and also other animals will be participated in the ceremony of Tumpek Kandang at local temple led by Hindu leader. One of places of Tumpek Kandang ceremony in this year is at Bali Zoo at Singapadu Gianyar Regency. Symbolically, fauna comes out from the cave to run the tradition. Local religious leader gives offering as a symbol of respect to the god of animals, namely Sang Hyang Rara Angon, as a manifestation of Lord Shiva with prayers for safety to all animals. In Tumpek Kandang ritual, plaited coconut leaves or banten are presented in combination of flour, cake, and fruits for pets, which are hoped to be able to increase families' earnings. Because for agrarian people like Balinese people, animal, especially cow, does help human beings. Its power is to plow fields, its milk is for fresh and health of human. Even its cow dung is useful for fertilized crops. Because of that, if their pets keep healthy, surely this will influence to their future. Listeners, besides Tumpek Kandang tradition is held to keep maintaining the tradition of nature conservation and ecosystem balance in creating harmonious relationship among human beings and among humans and the environment and God Almighty, or Trihita Karana. In daily life, humans often consume meat of animal. Consuming meat affects the character, nature, and human character. Because of that, on the day of Tumpek Kandang, human beings should be able to purify themselves and to neutralize the forces of the beast within. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Ke Museum, Bagian 1, which in English means Visiting Museum, Part 1. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Museum, museum, which means museum. Mengunjungi, mengunjungi, which means to visit. Mengantar, mengantar, which means to take. Pertama, pertama, which means the first. Sejarah, sejarah, which means history. Koleksi, koleksi, which means collection. Luar biasa, which means extraordinary. Misalnya, misalnya, which means for example. Senjata, senjata, which means weapon. Porcelain, porcelain, which means porcelain. Benda-benda, benda-benda, which means objects. Meriam tua, which means old cannon. Terkenal, terkenal, which means famous. Bis, bis, which means bus. Nyaman, nyaman, which means comfortable. Now, we give you an example of conversation entitled Ke Museum Bagian 1, or in English means Visiting Museum Part 1. The conversation is between A. Nancy and B. Annie at lobby hotel. A. Nancy, hari ini saya mau mengunjungi museum-museum di Jakarta. Hari ini saya mau mengunjungi museum-museum di Jakarta, which means today, I want to visit some museums in Jakarta. Apakah kamu bisa mengantar saya ke sana? Apakah kamu bisa mengantar saya ke sana? Which means, can you take me there? B. Ani. Ya, tentu saja. Ya, tentu saja. Which means, yes, of course. Pertama, saya akan antar kamu ke Museum Sejarah Jakarta. Pertama, saya akan antar kamu ke Museum Sejarah Jakarta, which means, firstly, I will take you to Museum Sejarah Jakarta or Jakarta Historical Museum. Museum itu disebut juga Museum Fathahillah. Museum itu disebut juga Museum Fathahillah, which means, the museum is also called Fathahillah Museum. A. Nancy, apa saja yang bisa kita lihat di sana? Apa saja yang bisa kita lihat di sana? Which means, what can we see there? B. Ani, di museum itu kita bisa melihat koleksi yang luar biasa. Di museum itu kita bisa melihat koleksi yang luar biasa. Which means, at the museum, we can see extraordinary collections. Misalnya, senjata, porselin, dan benda-benda bersejarah dari Jakarta lainnya. Misalnya, senjata, porselin, dan benda-benda bersejarah dari Jakarta lainnya. Which means, such as weapons, porcelains, and other historical objects from Jakarta. Di sana juga ada Meriam tua yang terkenal yang bernama Si Jagur. Di sana juga ada Meriam tua yang terkenal yang bernama Si Jagur, which means there you also can find a famous old cannon called Si Jagur. A. Nancy, baiklah, mari kita berangkat sekarang. Baiklah, mari kita berangkat sekarang. B.
which means, "All right, let us go now." Lebih baik kita naik bus Transjakarta karena lebih aman. Lebih baik kita naik bus Transjakarta karena lebih aman, which means to get more comfortable. It is better for us to go there by Transjakarta bus. Well, listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical program which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present an Indonesian female keroncong singer, Tuti Trisedia. Well, let's listen to the first song entitled Bunga Anggrek by Tuti Trisedia. Happy listening.
Thank you.
Listener, the song Bunga Anggrek or The Orchid that you've just listened was composed by Ismail Marzuki, an Indonesian talented composer. The song with a beautiful rhythm and poem to be enjoyed. Most of original Kroncong Jendri songs were composed in the era of Indonesian struggle. One of the songs is Bunga Anggrek or The Orchid. The song tells about someone longing for a beloved person. The blooming of Bunga Anggrek or The Orchid brings back beautiful moments in the past. Listener, Tuti Mariyati, or better known as Tuti Trisedia, was born in Makassar, South Sulawesi, on October the 8th, 1956. However, she spent her teenage years in West Java. Her name began to be known since she became the first winner of the Radio and Television Singing Contest, or BRTV, in 1986 for Kroncong Song. Previously, Tuti Trisedia also won the first winner of Kroncong event of the Jakarta Navy 2 in 1983. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Tanah Air by Tuti Trisedia. Enjoy the song. The song Tanah Air tells about the natural beauty of Indonesia, mountains, rivers, and the blue sea, and the carpet of rice field. That is a little bit of natural beauty of Indonesia. Listener Tuti Trisadia said that she never learned to sing keroncong. She only learned by listening while Jinah and Sundari Sukoco when singing the keroncong songs. In 1988, Tuti became a singer at the State Palace to sing in front of the state guests. For her, keroncong is a music that soothes the soul. Along with Indonesian art troupe, Tuti visited many countries. She also founded Warung Keroncong Gaul as a media gathering of keroncong lovers, at the same being as the place for young singers to develop their talents. From the studio, there were born a few young keroncong singers like Sri Yono, a blind golden voice. Well, listener, to conclude our music corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Tinggi Gunung Seribu Janji and Keroncong Moritzko, sung by Tuti Trisadia. Happy listening, and sampai jumpa!
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.